You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
It's the thirstiest time of the year.
What's that?
Want a Sprite cranberry?
The answer is clear. It's the thirstiest time of the year.
Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is back. Get this twist on a cool, crisp holiday favorite at a local Fry's food store now. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. Another 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News. The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing legal challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases is still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican told reporters on Wednesday that it's important to go through all of the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier, unless that's done thoroughly. And I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome. That's what the process is about, and I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is echoing the CDC's guidelines when it comes to celebrating Thanksgiving. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus. Please know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because of the sacrifices Americans have made and the hard work that so many have done, we will have the chance to celebrate holidays much more safely with family and friends, not so far in the future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In response to a wave of COVID infections, the National Football League has put all of its teams into its intensive protocol. Masks will be mandated at all times in team facilities. All meetings will be virtual or held in a large indoor space, and other measures will be implemented to keep players and staff from congregating in public areas. The league hopes to reduce both infections and cases of quarantine due to being a close contact of someone who had tested positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With Sure Payroll, free up your time and get peace of mind that payroll is handled. It's payroll so easy you can set it up and do it yourself in minutes, on your PC or smartphone, anytime. It's perfect for small business owners. And if you need a 401k plan, workers' comp, or HR help, Sure Payroll has that too. For a limited time, try Sure Payroll free for a month. Visit surepayroll.com/podcasts or call 844-SURE-PAYROLL. That's 844-787-3729. surepayroll.com/podcasts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Hello, America, and welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is the America Off the Rails show. It is Wednesday night live right here on KLRN Radio. We are America's podcast network, and I know I didn't play the usual Wednesday night stuff, but you know what? I'm tired and I forgot to load it, so bear with me. All right, so it's been a really long couple of days. It's been an extremely long week. It's been an extremely long month for it only being November the 18th. Because, you know, we had an election a couple weeks ago. Still don't know what the hell's going on with it, but we had an election a couple of weeks ago, and so, for those of you keeping score, there are lawsuits still pending all over the place. This is likely going to the Supreme Court, but if you listen to the left, they want us to just take our toys, go home, lick our wounds, and get over it. Anyway, so, this is actually from our friends over at The Blaze, and there's some audio that I want you guys to hear. So I'm getting it queued up as we speak, so bear with me for just a second. It may play.
Need a freelancer?
And of course it's
go to Fiverr.com
an
and find one in seconds. Or don't go to Fiverr and waste your time searching for...
Ted Cruz, welcome to the program.
Glenn, good to be back. Thanks for having me.
So let's first of all start with Donald Trump and the lawyers and the affidavits. Do you see anything here that is... disturbing to you that you think will make an impact?
Well, there's certainly a lot disturbing. What we've got to do is let the legal process play out. And we have now multiple cases pending in multiple states challenging the outcomes of the election, calling for recounts, contesting the election. And that litigation has to be adjudicated. And you know, it's very difficult for any of us, for you or me or for someone reading Twitter, to know what exactly is right and accurate about these allegations and what isn't. That's why we have a judicial system. We have a judicial system to test facts, and the obligation now of the Trump campaign's lawyers is to go and prove their case, put on direct evidence, put on expert witnesses, have it subjected to cross-examination, and prove up the case. And the overarching objective should be to ensure that every legal vote is counted, but also that every vote that was illegally cast is not counted. And that's the process that's playing out right now.
Do you have any idea why the rejection rate of the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania was 0.03 when the best they have is usually just under 1? But new voters who are voting for the first time with mail-in ballots, the rejection rate is usually 3%. Out of 2.6 million, they rejected 951 ballots. That's almost a perfect game.
Yeah, and that certainly suggests that when those ballots come under the next set of scrutiny, that you're going to see a significant additional set of ballots invalidated. So one of the things that gives the greatest cause for optimism is this election in the time of COVID, there's a pretty marked disparity in terms of how the votes were distributed. On election day, with in-person voting, Donald Trump won a significant majority of the votes cast by in-person voting on election day. Of mail-in voting, Joe Biden won a significant majority of the votes cast early on mail-in voting. Now, here's the good news. If you look historically to recounts, if you look historically to election litigation, the votes cast in person on election day tend to stand. It's sort of hard to screw that up. Those votes are generally legal and they're not set aside. Mail-in votes historically have a much higher rate of rejection, which is what you pointed out, that when they're examined, there are a whole series of legal requirements that vary state by state, but mail-in votes consistently have a higher rate of rejection, which suggests that as these votes begin being examined and subject to scrutiny, that you're going to see Joe Biden's vote tallies go down. That's a good thing. The challenge is for President Trump to prevail, he's got to run the table. He's got to win not just in one state, but in several states. That makes it a lot harder to prevail in the litigation. I hope that he does so, but it is a real challenge, and we shouldn't try to convince ourselves otherwise.
So before we go to Georgia, let me express a feeling that I have, and that I think a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump have. We have seen the evidence on what the media has done. We've seen the evidence of what was happening in Ukraine. We have seen the evidence of the Russian collusion case, and no one ever seems to pay for their crimes. We know what Hillary Clinton did. We know what Barack Obama did. I mean, we could go back all the way to Benghazi or beyond. And again, no one pays for the crime. I think people feel like, who's going to fight for me? That's not not beholden to the system. Who's going to fight for me if Donald Trump goes away?
I understand that sentiment, and you're right. I think the single best characteristic of President Trump is that he stands up and fights. And all of us are so tired of Republican politicians that just roll over, that are not willing to fight, that are scared to take a punch, scared to have the media criticize them. And Trump is not, and it is something sorely needed to have strong leaders who will actually fight for us. Now, you know, you talked about people being held accountable. I am beyond frustrated that we've gone through 4 years of the administration, and none of the people who committed criminal conduct, politicizing the Department of Justice, politicizing the FBI, politicizing the intelligence operation, none of them have been held accountable.
No.
None of them have been prosecuted.
No.
And it's maddening.
But it's also the loss of trust in our system, and I think the loss of the republic if no one goes to jail or pays for the crimes, and we don't root out the bad guys, and I think that opportunity is slipping through our fingers. What do we have left, Dad?
You're right, and a big part of the problem. So for the first couple of years, Jeff Sessions was the Attorney General, and
yeah.
And you know, Jeff is a decent man for whom the job was simply too big. He was not up for the job. He did not do a good job of it, and there was no accountability for the first couple of years. Bill Barr came in. Barr is a much better Attorney General. I'm grateful at least that Barr has initiated investigations and assigned prosecutors to go after these folks, but they haven't done it yet, and we are potentially running out of time.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell's taking.
I don't know either.
So long, but it is. You know, from my perspective in the Senate, so sometimes, you know, it's interesting. Social media is interesting. I'll have people yell at me, well, Cruz, why don't you prosecute them? Well, under our constitutional system, that's not actually an authority I have.
Right.
I'm in the legislature. I can introduce legislation. I can pass legislation. I can convene hearings, and I've chaired hearings repeatedly. In fact, would just this week, we had Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director.
All right, that's enough of that. So mainly what I wanted you to hear is the dwindling of hope. And whether we like it or not, that's kind of where we are. And also the fact that, you know, there still seems to be some really weird things going on, because even the numbers don't add up based on what normally happens with mail-in ballots versus what's been happening with these mail-in ballots. And I let more of that play than I intended to, but I actually, I like Ted Cruz when he punches. Ted Cruz didn't used to punch. If there was one thing that Ted Cruz learned from going toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, it was not only how to take a punch, it was how to start throwing him back. So I still have some hope for the Republic and our future. I guess we will see. On that note, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to get things, come back, get things reset, and then we have the, we have Buffoon of the Week. He actually did do one this week. I didn't check to see how long it was, which is why we're going to go ahead and do it now. That way, if there's time left, we can keep talking. And if not, then we'll just do what we do. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break, come back, get things reset, and let you guys hear this week's Buffoon of the Week. We are getting pretty close to the newly minted and about to be annual tradition of the Buffoon of the Year. So if you guys haven't started weighing in for that yet, you need to reach out to Gene to figure out how to do that. But that's up to you guys, because I just make sure you can hear it. Gina and I talk all the time, so I've already given him my input for a few things. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Look, if you had one shot, opportunity. Seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's running.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602. 7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hello and welcome to Before the Week, We're a show that looks back at last week's news and current events, searching for people who said or did something so utterly moronic that they earn a shot to be voted as the dumbest newsmaker of the past week. We nominate them, and then you choose the winner by leaving your choice in a comment below this video or by voting in our poll at buffoonoftheweek.com. In case you missed last week's video, we are so excited for our annual Buffoon of the Year tournament coming in December. If you missed that video, click on the eye in the top right corner to hear all about what we've revealed so far. We're sure you'll agree, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And to be part of all that fun, why not subscribe to the channel? We post videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So please, smash that thumbs up button if you like what you see in this video or in any of our other videos. Subscribe to the show and make sure you hit that notification bell so that you never miss another one. This week had more than a few worthy buffoons as potential nominees, but some were worthier than others. Though they came up short, they still earn a place of honor as one of our dishonorable mentions. We start with a tip of the buffoon cap to Ben Cost of the New York Post for his tongue-in-cheek headline concerning the plight of great tits globally. Okay, I guess I'm reading this. Great tits have been added to a list of species that could soon disappear due to Earth's rapidly warming climate, according to Cost's article. We hope you join us in our concern for the safety and well-being of great tits across the world, and that you please, please join us in saving the great tits.
I can't believe you people had me read that.
So now that we got the cheap laugh out of the way, oh wait, I spoke too soon. Here's a tape of a 911 call made by Portland City Commissioner Joanne Hardesty, who, despite her support for the Defund the Police program, called the cops over an argument with her Lyft driver.
911, what's your emergency?
Well, I got a Lyft driver that decided he would just drop me off at a filling station and he wants me to get out, and I'm not getting out of the car and the dog at a filling station. Not happening. All because I asked him to put the window up. But I'm not leaving. He says I have to get out of his car. Or he's calling the police, so I decided to call for help.
Okay. I mean, technically it's his property and you have a civil agreement. There's no crimes involved.
Well, he said he was calling the cops. I told him he's not going to leave me.
It's not a crime to call the cops.
Hardesty would then blame, get this, white supremacy for being put in the position that she was in. The hypocrisy is as real as ever. Okay, now that we got the cheap laughs out of the way, let's... Oh, come on, guys, you're killing me here. As we detailed on buffoonoftheweek.com, CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was officially terminated from the New Yorker magazine after getting caught with, matters in hand during a company Zoom video call. The act, now dubbed a Toobin on Urban Dictionary, ended a 27-year career at the magazine. But even in the face of all these hilarious buffoons, two others rose as the cream of the crop. This week's nominees are the Stooges over at the Lincoln Project and CNN's Christian Amanpour. Let's show you why. This week's first nominee are those disgusting hypocrites known as the Lincoln Project. You may know them. They're a bunch of unemployed Republican operatives, largely responsible for several failures of messaging during the Obama era, who now think they are the last good guys in the Republican Party because of their relentless pursuit against the un-American President Donald Trump. And they do so by using every single dirty and underhanded tactic in the book. In their latest attempt to show how much better they are than President Trump, the Lincoln Project did one of the most un-American things you can think of. The organization sought to dox people for simply doing their jobs. Last Tuesday, the Lincoln Project posted the names and contact info for two attorneys who were assisting the president and his campaign in their legal battles to make sure every legal vote in Pennsylvania is counted. As you can see, they not only put up their names and photos, but also their phone numbers and sicked the internet on them, telling trolls to, quote, make them famous, followed by a skull and crossbones emoji. Twitter eventually made these poor excuses for humans take down the tweet, but it looks like this was only step one for the Lincoln Project, as they also admitted in another tweet to intend to go after the clients of these attorneys and dox them as well. Look, if you want to release ads in opposition to Trump, if you want to exhibit your Trump derangement syndrome on national television in interviews and commentary, if you want to scream Orange Man bad from your ivory towers, go right ahead, you do you. But when you attempt to endanger everyday people by spreading their names and contact info on social media, you're crossing a line. Doxers deserve zero tolerance, no matter what side of the aisle they're on. What the Lincoln Project did is put these attorneys, their colleagues, their families, and their friends in real danger. The real reason they're against Trump, though, is because Trump put their establishment wing of the right out of business for a while. If these are the good guys in the political landscape that are here to save us, yeah, hard pass on being saved by these grifters and scammers. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. Speaking of derangement, here's our second nominee, CNN's Christiane Amanpour.
This week, 82 years ago, Kristallnacht happened. It was the Nazis' warning shot across the bow of our human civilization that led to genocide against a whole identity. And in that tower of burning books, it led to an attack on fact, knowledge, history, and truth. After 4 years of a modern-day assault on those same values by Donald Trump, the Biden-Harris team pledges a return to norms, including the truth.
Okay, so, let's get this straight. President Trump's statements are akin to Nazi book burnings and a paramilitary operation looking to destroy an entire race of people. Yeah, that's a serious case of Trump derangement right there. Christiane, seek help. Isn't it amazing how this liar and this apparent Nazi, Donald Trump, improved his voter approval across almost every minority group? It's a fact that Trump did better among black men, black women, Latinos, you name it, than every past Republican candidate in the past, 40 years? In fact, Trump improved in every category except white men. But he's a Nazi, right? How is Amanpour's prejudice tolerated by mainstream media? Because Orange Man bad, that's why. By comparing verbal fact-checking of a U.S. president to a Nazi pogrom in which dozens of Jews were murdered, Amanpour is not only wildly inappropriate, but she is actively damaging her credibility. But it's CNN, so what does it matter with credibility anyway? While we're disgusted with Amanpour's comparison, we're not surprised. She's not the first, nor will she be the last, to use the atrocities of the past to score political points in a very cheap manner. It's that time again. Time for you to tell us who you got. We have two great buffoons for you, but only one can win, so vote now for Buffoon of the Week. Hey, so thanks again for watching the entire video. We're doing our best to make improvements based on your suggestions, so keep giving us that feedback. Also, we hope you're as excited as we are for Buffoon of the Year. It's gonna be awesome. So please come back next week, where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
Alright folks, there you have this week's episode of Buffoon of the Week. We're going to come back, take a quick break, got some breaking news that came across the feed while I was letting that play, so we got a couple things we're going to hit on the way out the door. But on that note, we are going to take a really quick break, come back, get things reset, and finish things up. So we will be right back, don't go away. Or do. I'm not your boss. I'm not a governor pretending you can't do things anymore. Be right back.
Somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but at no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Alright folks, welcome back into the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails. We are live right here on KLRM Radio. It is Chat Lives Matter Night. We are the closing act. Had stuff going on all day for you. Had the morning show, then we had 4 hours back to back to back to back. And I'm still here trying to keep it going. So a couple things that popped up in the chat while we were running the Buffoon of the Week. First of all, I didn't even see this one until the chat posted it. 2020 just keeps trying to throw things at us. Luckily, this one barely missed. While everyone was looking over Earth's collective shoulder toward the asteroid that was potentially going to whiz past us the day before Election Day, an entirely different one, asteroid that is, came at us via our blind spot, the direction of the sun. It passed a mere 239 miles or so from Earth, skimming the tip-top part of our atmosphere on Friday the 13th, 2020, no less. An asteroid near Earth, and no one noticed until the next day, when 15 hours later it was detected by the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System Survey at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii. The Election Day one was the size of a fridge. Oh god, why did I start reading this? Because I just realized who they're going to start talking about. Alright, let me go, I forgot, this is actually the whole song, so we should probably cut this down now. Usually I have them auto corrected, just play for a little bit, and then eventually fade on their own. This one's not one of those songs. And no one noticed until the the Election Day one was the size of a fridge, as astrophysicist, I'm not sure why they call him that, Neil deGrasse Tyson said in raising the alarm at the time, but in the end, that one barely nicked Earth's orbit, let alone our atmosphere. Asteroid 2020 VT4 is another story. An estimated 16 to 32 feet across, about the size of a small house, according to Universe Today, it set a record for the closest documented non-meteoric asteroid pass versus the Earth. I think SMOD is starting to sacrifice its children to find its trajectory. Traveling at 30,114 miles per hour, it whizzed past us over the South Pacific at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time last Friday, Earth Sky Org reported. Woof. Imagine if it was bigger. Just saying. Imagine if it was bigger. And this is actually a story that I am not. It's really. Somebody remind me why I haven't fired that guy. Just curious. Alright, so anyway. Sorry, I'm being razzed in the chat. Alright, so then the other story that got posted while I was in chat actually was something Ordy and I were talking about earlier tonight, because I started seeing reports, because there was this really weird thing that happened last night where suddenly Republicans in a certain county, well, Wayne County, Michigan, they were refusing to certify their votes. And then shortly thereafter, they certified the votes. And then all of a sudden, there were stories breaking today that these people were having their children basically threatened and intimidated. So as of 29 minutes ago, Wayne County, Michigan Election Board Republicans rescind votes to certify, rescind votes to certify, also filing affidavits that their families were threatened. This is for Jack Propasak, who goes on and basically posts screenshots of the affidavits. So at this point, it would appear that the Michigan election, at least for that particular county, is no longer considered certified. I don't know how they can keep walking it back, but it just proves 2020 out to screw us in any way it can, and it's not done yet. Because unfortunately, there's still about a month and a half left of this bitch. And I'm pretty sure she's going to go out kicking, screaming, biting, clawing all the way out the door. And if you don't believe me, look at what's happened over the last few weeks. We have governors starting lockdowns again. We have cities starting lockdowns again. You know, look, here's the thing, and I talked about this a little bit with Ordy last hour, but we're going to go over it again. If lockdowns worked the first time, why do we need a second one? If lockdowns apparently didn't work the first time, again, why do we need a second one? Why are we setting curfews where people can only be out in bars and restaurants after a certain amount of time? If we've somehow scientifically established the fact that the coronavirus, or COVID, or whatever the hell you want to call it, China virus, Wuhan flu, don't really care what the fuck you call it, but if we've already pretty much scientifically somehow established the fact that this bitch is nocturnal, why do I have to wear a mask if I'm out before 10 p.m.? Now we've got Dr. Fauci, who's been telling everybody, you know, wear your mask, do this, do that. Now there's study after study being released that's proving that masks aren't doing what we say they were supposed to do, which would explain, honestly, why there are so many outbreaks in all the areas where they have masks, because it's been giving people a false sense of security. They've been not following the social distancing protocols, and the simple fact of the matter is, they're getting sicker in the areas where they have masks. And part of the reason that is, and I'm telling you this right now, is people do not wash the masks enough. So you have people that get exposed to COVID that normally would probably, their immune system would be able to shrug it off, but it's been stuck in the fabric of the mask, and they're breathing it in over and over and over again. And people are like, we don't understand why all these people are still getting COVID. If we're wearing masks and we're doing all these things, shouldn't it be stopping? The answer to that question is probably not, because we still don't know enough about how the virus actually works. But let's keep telling ourselves that we do. Let's keep pushing for this idea that is now part of the president-elect's team that basically says, if once Joe Biden is certified, we're going to lock the country down in full for up to 6 weeks. But in order to do that, we're going to have to pull every American's resources to make that happen. In case you missed the fine print, that means they plan on taking everything out of your savings, all of your 401k, all of your income, basically putting into a pool, and everybody's going to get their fair share to make sure that they can survive while we're locked down for 6 weeks. Do you think if they do this, that it's ever going to stop? That's my question. I'm asking you this question honestly, and I need you to think about it. I don't need you to answer me right now. I don't need you to go find me on Twitter, shoot me emails, any of the above. I need you to ask yourself this question honestly, and I don't care what slant you have while you're listening to the show. I need you to be honest with yourself. If this happens and they seize all of Americans' net worth, do you think we're ever getting it back again? Because if you do, then I do want you to reach out to me after the show, because I have a bridge in Brooklyn, and you're going to love it. It's giving it away for a steal. All I need from you today is $500 million. And we can make it happen. I'll even make sure you get the deed in crayon and in a frame. So, this is what's going on. Nothing is over. The same people that are now telling us, well, you guys told us in 2016 we should have accepted the results. Well, you didn't. So why are you sitting here telling me now that I should accept the results? At least we can see what's going on in front of us. You let the media paint an entire false narrative for you to give yourself false hope about, oh, we're going to be able to remove Donald Trump and we're going to install Hillary Clinton because the entire election is going to be invalidated. And that means that Pence has to go and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. You guys had yourself living in such a fairy tale world that you were convinced that if they could prove Russian collusion, that Hillary Clinton was automatically going to become the president. We can see this. This is happening right in front of us. There is proof. We have seen it over and over and over again. Bits and pieces that do not make any sense. Another story that just came across my feed. They just found even more missing ballots in Georgia, most of which are swinging the direction of Trump. These are the same people that are telling us they're only going to count and recertify the original numbers, not the ballots that are being found. Now, you can decide whether you like the side that's coming up with these ballots, or if you think it's the same thing that the Democrats were trying to pull. I honestly don't know the answer to that question, because I'm not there. What I do know is that this is probably the least transparent election that we've ever seen in my lifetime. What I also know is we now know that certain machines are changing votes. We know this because the CEO of the company that made the machine said he was going to do everything he could to make sure that Donald Trump did not get elected. That alone should be enough for this election to be started over. When someone who runs the company who controls that many voting machines in this country and the software that runs them says behind closed doors, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Donald Trump does not get a second term. And you're telling me we shouldn't be concerned? Just asking. Because that's what I do. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm not telling you how you should feel. I'm asking you questions, and I need you to answer them. That's it. It's what I do. And that's where we are. We are watching an election be stolen in front of our eyes. The media doesn't care. The left doesn't care, because the only thing they care about is orange man bad and that damn racist got to go. And that's it. They don't care that under Joe Biden, the entire country is going to be destabilized. They don't care that under Joe Biden, one of the first things he's going to try to do is forgive student loan debt. One of the next things he's going to try to do is force a lockdown and seize your assets to fund it. Because everybody knows the federal government can't actually fund it because the federal government's fucking broke. But let's keep kidding ourselves. I'm gonna. This is a phrase I swear to God I would never use, but this is also one of my dad's favorite phrases. So what we're doing right now, just to clarify, is we're letting the government piss on our leg and tell us it's raining. With everything that's going on with COVID, with everything that they plan on doing if Joe Biden does become elected president of the United States, when the votes do get certified and it goes all the way to the Supreme Court and everything else, we are allowing the federal government to piss on our leg and tell us that it's raining. And I'm not sure who that makes the bigger idiot. Just being honest. All right, folks, that's pretty much going to do it for this particular episode of the America Off the Rails show. I am your host, Rick Robinson. Don't forget, I will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, for the Daily Dose, the Thursday edition, or as I like to call it, the Friday Eve edition. Because, especially when it's almost payday, Friday's a good day. I'm getting my desk exerciser this paycheck. It'll take a while to get here. But I'm looking forward to it, because it's going to be portable, and I can move it around, and even when it's yucky outside, I can go pedal. I really do like the fact that I'm starting to enjoy moving again. Because I didn't for a long time. On the way out, I do want to talk to you guys about that stuff. I know I'm doing it a lot lately, and it doesn't matter to me whether you just go check it out, whether you eventually order, whatever the case may be. But if you want information about the stuff that I'm talking about that I've started taking, it's from a group called Be Epic. It's Elevate and Accelerate. Elevate is basically a morning energy pill. Basically, it has the equivalent of the caffeine of one cup of coffee and a lot of other natural extracts, fruits, vegetables that help you basically stay on an even energy keel throughout the day. The one pill pretty much does the trick for about 12 hours, unless you work 20-hour days like I do sometimes, then occasionally I have to take two. Then there are two other pills that are part of the Accelerate Pack. The first one is a purple pill. According to the directions, you're supposed to take the purple pill and the white pill at the same time. I don't do that, because the one time I did that, it was like I was mixing uppers and downers. But the purple pill is a natural detoxifier, and all three pills actually help regulate your stress hormones, which I think is another reason why I'm losing so much weight, because my system's not holding on to the cortisol as much, so it's not trying to store as much fat. Because especially for guys, you know, if you are high stress, then you store lots of belly fat, because cortisol makes you do that. And that's where most of my junk is in my gut. So gut's being better regulated. Not trying to be TMI, but I've been going to the bathroom now better than I have in 20 years. I think that might be another reason why I'm starting to feel better. And I sleep, because the white pill is basically an all-natural relaxation pill. Helps you kind of wind your mind down. And for me, that's always been a big deal. Because I've always been one of these people where my mind's always going 90 miles an hour. Just ask my wife, because sometimes it drives her crazy. Especially right now, but don't tell her I said that. Anyway, so if you want more information, you can go find the information on my Twitter feed, at RowdyRick73. Just go to the pinned tweet. You'll see the link right there. It's Be Epic. Hang on, let me actually just grab that real quick so I know I'm giving it to you right. Because I don't want to send you to the wrong place and have you ordering something that isn't what I told you to order in the first place. So, that's what I thought. So, if you want to check things out, you can find my link, beepic.com/RowdyRick73. You can check out the products. There's a shop area. You can actually join as a customer. If you decide to, you can even sign up as a distributor. That part's up to you. If you decide you like the products, that's great. If they work for you the way they work for me, that's even better. Because like I said, I did the math the other day, and it absolutely astounded me. I was at probably, and again, I'm guessing just a little bit, probably around 315 by the time I packed on the COVID weight. Just weighed myself this morning, 268.5. So that means in the 48 days I've been taking these pills, I've lost almost that many pounds. I mean, it literally is broken down by the time my system kicked into gear and just started shedding weight like crazy. It's literally equated to about a pound a day. Pretty close. Maybe a little less. So let's see. So 15. So that'd be down to 300 would put me at 15. And then, so yeah, right about a little less than a pound a day. Now, I'm not promising you the same results. And keep in mind, these are supplements, so they are not regulated by the FDA. But all of the labels contain the ingredients, and I haven't had any adverse side effects other than occasionally not being able to sleep if I mix the pills up. I will tell you that after about 2 weeks, if you do seriously decide to try the program for at least 30 days, honestly, after about the first week or two, your body's going to go into a very intense detox, and you're probably not going to feel very good for a couple of days. I know I didn't. But I felt so much better when I came out the other side. And I think it's because there are things that we put in our bodies every day and that we're exposed to every day that are literally trying to kill us from the inside out. And this pill helps get rid of those things. So, in my opinion, it takes all three pills to do everything they're supposed to do to be feeling the way I feel right now. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I've been in pain for years. Some of you know my story, some of you don't. Non-stop, constant, debilitating pain to the point where I had actually, and I tried to tell my wife this the other day, she wasn't in a place where she could hear it, but I tried to tell her that, you know, up until just a few short weeks ago, I was starting to price check scooters because I was so tired of always being in a bad mood when she wanted to go places and feeling like I couldn't keep up and feeling frustrated that I was giving up because me being in a better mood, even if it meant I was rolling next to her, was better than me constantly being in a terrible mood. And now, it's the best of both worlds. I feel better than I felt in about 20 years. My outlook on life is better than it has been in the last 20 years. And I don't hurt as much when I move, to the point where I now actually enjoy it. I never thought I would get to that place again. Because I mean, look, guys, I'm not going to lie. Even when I did what I used to do for a living, I wasn't always the most active person. Hell, even as a teenager, my parents used to have to yell at me to go outside. I don't want you to think I was one of these kids that used to go run marathons and stuff, but I did like to go walking out and hiking. And at one point, I did discover that I actually liked to run. So I used to jog every day, 2, 3, 4 miles. And I just, you know, I'm getting back to that point again. I don't know if I'll ever get back to the point where I enjoy running. I'd like to try to see if I can. Because I did really once upon a time. But I think the other biggest thing for me, and then we really do have to go because I've talked about this a lot more than I meant to, is my hormone levels. I was joking about this with G earlier today, and I'm just going to be honest. We were talking about it off the air during the spin-up of his show. And I said, you know, I knew something was off with me for a while, and I didn't really want to go to the doctor, because every time I go to the doctor, all they say is, well, you need to take this pill, and you need to take that pill, and we're going to put you on this narcotic for this pain. And my wife got mad at me, because she kept saying, you need to go to the doctor, because I know something's wrong. And I told her, I said, I'm not going to the doctor. Every time I go to the doctor, they try to put me on some other narcotic. It's all they ever want to do. And she would get mad at me over it, because she's been begging me to go to the doctor for years, and I could tell her, it doesn't do me any good. I said, you were sitting right there with me the last time I went to the doctor with this chest congestion crap that I've had for forever, and the doctor basically looked at me and just kept saying, well, take the over-the-counter Mucinex, you'll be fine. So I'm sitting here telling you that there are days that I can't breathe, and you want me to just take over-the-counter Mucinex, and then you want to put me on an opiate for my pain. How about fuck a bunch of no? So I stopped going to the doctor. And my wife became increasingly concerned about my health. And in some ways, I became increasingly concerned about my health. And one of the first times I noticed that there was a huge issue, so my wife is sitting there, as she often does, and watching some chick flick. And I realized I'm watching the end of this thing, and I'm, like, starting to get emotional. What the why am I about to cry about a fucking movie? And that's when I realized that my hormones were out of whack. So then I started looking at all these doctors around here that, you know, help with male hormone therapy and all this stuff. And then it was like a $150 office visit, and you still had to pay for this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just like, you know what, for that, I might as well try one of these, you know, things that says, hey, we're from GNC and we help with testosterone. So I got one of those things that says, hey, we'll let you try it for a month for $20, see what you think, and if you like it, you order some more. Took it. Didn't do what I expected it to do. Did honestly feel a little bit better, not going to lie. You know, I started to feel a little bit more like my old self. Pain level was still completely out of whack. Certain things were working better than others, but don't need to draw you guys a picture for that. And I took that for about a month just to see what it did. And it didn't really do what I expected it to do. So then, it was like I gave it a few months, and I was like, you know what? I keep seeing all these relief factor commercials, and it really seems like most of my issue is pain. So maybe, just maybe, that'll help. So I got that. I started taking that for a couple weeks. And I was like, you know, this really is helping with the pain. It took a couple weeks, but I feel a whole lot better. And then right about that time, a friend of mine that I used to work with hit me up about these pills. And then I started looking at the ingredients between the two pills, and I'm like, you know what? Some of this stuff is in this stuff. But at the same time, it has these other pills that are supposed to help with stress. God knows I have enough of that. And help me sleep. God knows I don't do enough of that. And then he's like, and hey, I can even send you a 3-day sample. You try them for a couple days. If you like how they make you feel, let me know and we'll figure it out. So I got the samples. First night, I slept probably better than I have in my entire life. Second night, I fucked up the dosage. And that's why I told you, if you order any of this stuff, the directions are going to tell you to take the purple pill and the white pill at bedtime with 8 ounces of water. Do not do that. You can try it, because, you know, the instructions aren't really supposed to be one size fits all. But most people that I've talked to have the same kind of reaction that I do. It's almost like you feel like you're mixing it up with a downer. And you're like, one second you're sleepy, next second you're wired for sound, and it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But the third night, when I realized I needed to separate the pills out a little bit better, I slept even better again. And since I had really slept pretty good 3 nights in a row, I woke up in probably one of the best moods I have been in forever. And I honestly think it was because my brain actually had time to shut down and I had time to rest. Because for 3 nights in a row, I got 7 hours worth of sleep. Now keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I'm one of the people that normally sleeps about 2 to 3 hours a night, if I'm lucky. Since I've been taking this product, on average, I sleep anywhere from 6 to 7 hours a night, sometimes even longer. The one exception was typically on the weekends. On the weekends, I'd usually still stay up till about 1 or 2 in the morning, because I would basically keep going until my brain would shut down, and then I'd usually sleep until about 9 or 10. Unless it was a church morning. Back when we could do church in person. And then I was usually getting up early. That was a whole other story. Because then I was still usually up till 1 or 2 in the morning. Trying to get my mind to shut off. And then I had to be up at 6 in the morning to go help set up the church. That was fun, too. But, like I said, you know, these things, they're either going to work for you or they don't. I'm not asking you to shell out the full price. What I am saying is, if you want to check them out, just hit me up. We can figure out a way to get a sample out to you. It doesn't cost us anything more than the shipping to send it out to you. It's free to you. You can try, and like I said, it's basically a three-day quick start. It's nothing terribly impressive, but you should notice a difference by the end of the second day. I know I did. Everybody else that's gotten samples from the group that I'm involved in has as well. Most of them have gone on to sign up to be customers. A couple people have gone on to sign up to be distributors. Full disclosure, at one point I was just going to have this company be a sponsor. I actually am so elated with the products that I'm now actually a distributor. So, just full disclosure. But on that note, we are going to get out of here. And again, this is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. Hope everybody had a great and wonderful Wednesday evening. We'll be back with you bright and early Thursday morning for the Daily Dose. Right here on KLR Radio. Unfortunately, in just about six hours. Well, seven. But I gotta be up in six to start making it work. See you guys later. Take care.
Screw you guys. I'm getting him. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.